Hard to say, Ty. I'm sorry. Good to have you in. Congratulations.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Wow. So now, you know, you go from one lane to the other, you know, keeping it in the family. But for you, what does it mean to be, you know, taking over this program, a program that you've been around for, heck, all your life, basically? What does that mean to you to be taking this thing over?
Yeah, it's a huge honor, man. I'm very happy to be the guy that was selected. And, you know, this program is something I've been around for a long time, and it means a lot to me. And just going to try to keep it rolling. So.
What was your first memory of Cheyenne Post 6 baseball?
Man, I have so many. You know, when I was young, I went to the regional in Montana, and that's really when I could start to comprehend what was going on. And I watched Pat Cheever pitch against the California state champs and beat them that night. And just watching that game, I think that's where the true love for Post 6 really started to kick in.
Okay.
Ty, you know, obviously, you know, replacing your father and whoever was going to take, you know, the next job after your dad, was going to be tough after everything that he's done. But to be his son and played for him, worked for him, and did a lot in the program. I mean, I'm sure as a competitor, as you've been all your life, you have that drive. But is there even more pressure because you're following not just a legend's footsteps, but it's your father too? Is there that? And did that really even cross your mind when you thought about going after this position?
Well, you know, no doubt, it's always tough to replace someone who's had so much success. You know, it's never really worked out well. You think of Bear Bryant at Alabama, it took a long time, and John Wooden at UCLA. You know, you think about some of those guys trying to step in. So our coaching staff and I have our work cut out for us, and we're going to have to keep our nose to the grindstone and keep working hard every day. But that's really what Coach Lane has taught us. You know, if you outwork everybody, you're going to have a great shot to be successful in the end. So that's our plan, is to just get in and get it rolling.
You know, and this just comes with the territory, there's going to be comparisons, and I'm sure you do realize that. But how do you want to make this Ty Lane, or it's not Ty Lane's program, but do you want to make your own stamp on this program, or is it about continuing on what is already been built at Cheyenne Post 6?
Well, for me, Post 6 is really about the kids more than anything else. Okay. And so, you know, I've gone through that process, and what keeps me coming back to Post 6 is the challenge of trying to become a great baseball player out of the state of Wyoming. And that's not an easy challenge, but I've had the experience of trying to do that myself. And my job is to come in and give these kids the best possible opportunity they can to be successful while they're here, and then move on and have a great future ahead of them in the game.
What are your philosophies? You know, are we going to see a different style of play out there, or is it basically going to be the same? You know, what kind of things are you going to bring in that you like about the way the game of baseball should be played?
Well, you know, it usually goes with what kind of players you have. Yeah. And so whatever we have to work with, we've got to get the most out of our group. But, you know, I was raised and watched my whole life a style of baseball, and my beliefs are very similar to what's been here before. But it comes down to your group and what they're good at. You know, last year we were a little bit more offensive, and we could hit gaps and hit home runs. And, you know, this year we might be a little bit less offensive but better on the mound. You know, it just depends on the group you have, and you got to find a way to make it work. So,
I guess, Ty, how would you kind of describe your managerial style? I mean, again, as Keith said, there's always going to be comparisons to you and your dad, and we know how intense your dad can be and was and stuff. Are you similar? Do you have a different approach to things? How would you kind of describe, I guess, your style of managing?
Well, that's probably one of the bigger differences between me and Coach Lane, is just our personality type. And Coach Lane is a fiery competitor, and there's no doubt I have that in me as well. But to try to be the same guy he was would kind of be lying to myself a little bit. And I've got to stay true to who I am, which is, you know, base everything off of facts, be able to prove what you're trying to teach. And then when you get the that'll help you get the buy-in from the player. And when the player buys in and believes fully in what you're preaching, that's how you get the best result out of him. So that's kind of my opinion on how to go about it.
When did you know you wanted to put your hat in the ring, so to speak, and be the want to be the next manager of Shy Post 6? When did that happen for you?
Right away. As soon as I knew that he was going to be focused on Central basketball, I definitely wanted to be the guy to come in and step in and try to keep this thing rolling. I've thought about it even before he was done coaching. So I mean, it was right away. I wanted to get this opportunity, and thank you to the board and everybody that has faith in me, and I'm going to make it work the best I can. So
your goals, probably, I mean, the goals of the program, I've seen the presentation that you had made to when you went in, haven't changed. I mean, it's about getting that World Series. It's right. about winning, being that ultimate goal. And we know regionally this program, what it's all about. You got another shot at home to make it to that World Series. But you know, where do you want to see this program in the near future? What do you want to see this program as?
Well, Coach Lane always talked about trying to set the bar and take it one step higher every year. And really, for where we're at right now, the next step and moving the bar forward would be to get to the World Series. So that's what we're going to prepare for. We look at the postseason now as a three-tournament deal, and we're trying to get to the very end. So state championship is great. We want to win one of those. And then there's another tournament that goes along with it, and you've got to get through that one as well. So it's all about getting to that final World Series and see if we can get in there and compete in that, and then maybe try to move the bar past that as well.
I was just going to ask, sorry, Gags, I was going to ask, going back to last year at the regional tournament, I mean, you guys knew you were playing in the regional, so you wanted to win state, you want to win everything, just your the competition goes there, but having that, you know, ace up your sleeve where you can, you're going to be at the regional, and plus the experience from some of those young kids, how do you think that is going to help coming up this year with that experience being as close as they were?
Well, that's huge, and we didn't win state the previous year, so a lot of our guys had never been to a regional. And, you know, to get them to believe that it's possible to win that and to buy in, it takes an experience like we had last year. Getting to the undefeated game against Medford, Oregon, and playing them to a 5-4 ball game. It was a great game. We saw one of the best pitchers in the state of Oregon, and he threw really well that night. But, I mean, we hung in there, and our kids now have seen this competition, and they can go to work this offseason believing, look, man, we're a couple base hits, a couple ball falls differently here or there, and we're into that last day of the regional undefeated. And so we're that close. And just having that in the back of your mind while you work all offseason, that should help us believe and prepare to get to that next step.
Because what's next now, Ty? I mean, you've just been named the manager. Do you have staff in place, scheduling? What's kind of next now as we get, you know, the snow's going to start flying soon, but soon it'll be baseball season.
Tomorrow.
Right. What's next, I guess, in this process for you?
Well, Friday we're going to get all our players together at the academy and have a little player meeting and kind of lay out what the expectations and goals are for the winter moving forward into the spring. You know, we've also got to get a lot of scheduling and things done. We're a little bit behind with this last month of not having a head coach. So we've got some things to catch up on there, scheduling-wise. But it's really lay out the plan and then get to work at it. So
One of our listeners texted in and wanted to know, you mentioned the academy, a little bit about the WICO Baseball Academy that you started. Could you kind of, you know, for people that may not know what that is, kind of explain what exactly that is and how that can be helpful to the Cheyenne Post 6 program?
Absolutely. The WICO Baseball Academy is located off the South Greeley Highway. It's the big teepee out there. And so you just go in the teepee and the facilities in the back. For our Legion players, we use it year-round, and we've got practices, and we're going to add in a weight room in the back of it that'll be done in about a month. And so they'll be able to get their full weight workout plus baseball activity done inside. For the youth, we offer, starting in November, basically 10 practice sessions that are coached by the WICO coaching staff, and a lot of those guys are the same guys that are doing the Post 6 deal. And so you can come in and get 10 workouts with us, and we'll take you through every little fundamental you could think of: base running, hitting, pitching, outfield play, infield play. It's all there for you, and you can get signed up to do that, or individual lessons, or anything you want to do to try to get yourself to the next level, and then these players hopefully will come through and get into the post six program and be a part of it and have a good background in what we're trying to get done.
Phil, bring you in. Phil Maggard, Cheyenne Post Six Baseball board president. What did you like about Ty? I mean, I know you've got the packet, the presentation he put together, but what did you like about, you know, background obviously helps a little bit, but what ultimately sold you guys, the selection committee, on Ty Lane?
The enthusiasm and the passion that he showed for and about the program were really over the top. And I know that many people out there might think that there was a predisposition that we were just going to pitch the ball to Ty. Everything was in place for us to do that, but we absolutely did not do that. We had a responsibility to the program, the history of the program, the kids, and the community to go out and find the best candidate for this position. And myself and the selection committee and the board, you know, that's a huge responsibility, and I feel that we had to pick the best individual to do that, and I totally believe that we have done that, and I really don't care what people think. You know, that was our job, and we've done that, and I'd put the record up against anybody. We did interview more than one candidate. Ty was extremely strong in the interview process. He, in no way, shape, or form, ever acted throughout the process like this job was his to lose. He came in very passionate, very strong, very prepared, very organized, and put together a great presentation to us through our interview process. And we were very hard on him throughout that interview process, not only because he was young. That has nothing to do with it. We wanted the best individual. I like that he happens to be young, because he might be another 20 or 30 year coach for us. And I won't have to go through this process again, because it's not enjoyable. But change can be good. It can be bad or it can be good. And we're going to springboard off of this and make it a good thing. And Ty has 100% confidence from the board and support from the board. And I told him last night when I called him to congratulate him, to have him start walking and talking like the face of the program, because that's what he is, and that's exactly what he's done today. So we're very happy.
Guys, we do appreciate it. Joint